I'll begin my talk this morning by reading one of the 48 vows of Dhammacara Bodhisattva. This is an expression of the Buddha's sincere wish or promise to guide and support all beings throughout their lives. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho onegai shimasu. If, when I attain Buddhahood, my life should be finite, limited to even 100,000 kotis of nayutas of kalpas, may I not attain the perfect enlightenment. Watashi ga hotoke ni naru toki, jūmyō ni kagiri ga atte, hakari shirenai toi mirai demo tsukiru koto ga aru yō nara, watashi wa keshite satori wo hirakimasen to namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Very nice to see you all here this morning. Has anybody been to the doctor lately? Yeah, Luna-chan, did you go to the doctor? Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Do you like going to the doctor? No, I see people shaking their heads. Who likes going to the doctor? Yeah? Luna? Okay. Michael likes to go to the doctor. Mrs. Sakamoto likes to go to the doctor. My son, Dioma, likes to go to the doctor. Dr. Wong, that's the name of his pediatrician, is one of his great heroes in life. And so it's one of our ways of getting him to do things, is to tell him, Dr. Wong, remember Dr. Wong said you can't have too much candy. Remember, Dr. Wong said you have to go to bed on time, right? And so it's our way of getting him to do things, because our son, he really respects Dr. Wong. He wants to do what Dr. Wong says, okay? I go to the doctor sometimes myself. I'm like many of you, I don't particularly enjoy going to the doctor. It's not my favorite thing, I have to admit, because usually when I go to the doctor, I'm not feeling well. You know, either I have a fever or I have some pain in my body. Lately, I've been having some pain in my back. And so I've been going to the doctor. And I go to the doctor and I explain, oh, I have this pain in my back. I can't, you know, it's painful to sit. I can't bend over. I tell him all about my aches and pains. And then I ask him, what can I do to get better? Right? That's what you do when you go to the doctor. And sometimes the doctor says, drink this medicine. You know, take this medicine, take these pills. Other times he gives you advice about what you can do, what you can do. You know, things like not eating too much candy, eating your vegetables, getting enough sleep. So my doctor says, you know what you could do to help your back? You could stand to lose a little weight, right? And then, you know, ちょっと痩せたらいいでしょうと言われました。医者さんに腰が痛い時は。 Says, you know, if you're carrying extra weight on your body, it puts some pressure on your bones and your joints, and that's what makes it hurt. And so I say, okay. You know, and I've known for some time, okay, yeah, I could probably stand to lose a few pounds. But when the doctor tells me that's what I can do to feel better, then I get that extra motivation, that extra commitment to do it. And so maybe I try to change my diet. Maybe I try to do a Japanese thing. Have you ever heard the expression in Japanese, harahachibu? Harahachibu, some people are nodding their heads. Can someone tell me what harahachibu means? What is your hara? Can anyone point to their hara? Your hara is your tummy, right? It's right down here. This is your hara. And so in Japanese it said, you know, it's good to eat until you're 80% full. 80% full and then you stop eating. Because you'll find if then you wait 20 minutes that you're just right. You're just right. If you eat until you're 100% full, then if you wait a few minutes, you'll feel, oh, I had such a big dinner, right? Like Thanksgiving, we all eat 120%, right? And that's actually part of the guideline. It says usually you eat 80%, and once in a while you eat like 110%. Once in a while. So once in a while you let yourself enjoy a big feast, But most of the time, you just eat just till you're 80% full. So I've been trying to do that lately, and not having too much success losing weight yet, but, you know, working on it, right? で、まあ、腹八分という食べ方あるんですね。まあ、あの、中が、あの、まあ、8割ぐらいいっぱいになってまで食べて、そして、まあ、後にちょうどいいとなる。まあ、春10分、100分全部食べたら、まあ、後にちょっと食べ過ぎたという気持ちあるんですね。でも、たまに、あの、100、まあ、あの、120% とか 110% 食べてもいいという言い方ですね。まあ、でも、大体腹八分といい。So, that's a wonderful,A wonderful lesson, a wonderful guideline that I get from my doctor to try to lose a little weight. And then, because my doctor told me to do it, and because I know if I do that, if I follow my doctor's instructions, then I'll feel better, right? If you do what your doctor says, you'll feel better. So you have that extra motivation, that extra desire that you want to do that thing. So the Buddha is often likened to a doctor. People often say the Buddha was like a doctor, right?Does anybody here go to a doctor with gold skin? No? How about blue hair? No? You know, the Buddha is like a doctor because the doctor tells you what you can do to feel better. And that's what the Buddha's teachings do. The Buddha's teachings are like medicine for our lives. For our lives. And just as there are many, many doctors, we don't all go to Dr. Wong, right? Right? There are many, many different Buddhas in our tradition.そして、まあ、医者さんがいくつ、まあ、たくさんいるんですね。みんなが同じ、あの、ワン先生に行くんじゃないですね。同じように、仏様がたくさんいらっしゃるという見教えですね。So lately we've been talking about Amida Buddha, right? Where is Amida Buddha? Can anyone here show me where Amida Buddha is? Where is that? I see Aoki kind of pointing with a little finger, right? It's right there in the center of our Onaiji, and that's Amida Buddha.で、この内陣の真ん中というのは阿弥陀如来ですね。There's also a Buddha who lived in India about 2,500 years ago. Can anyone tell me the name of that Buddha? Does anybody know? Shakyamuni Buddha. I hear a few people saying it. Shakyamuni Buddha. So he's a Buddha who lived in India. He was a person just like you and me. And he lived a long time ago, but in a place that we could go to.まあ、この内陣の中のは阿弥陀如来ですけど、釈迦様という釈迦牟尼如来、もうインドに2500年ほど昔に住んでた仏様がいますね。So Shakyamuni Buddha, he told us teachings. He told us about all different kinds of Buddhas. Just like you have a doctor, right? Everybody has their regular doctor they go to. But sometimes your doctor tells you to go see another doctor, right? Tells you to go see a specialist.And so, Amida Buddha is like another doctor that Dr. Shakyamuni Buddha told us about. He said, some of you have a certain problem. Some of you have a very difficult time living wisely. Sometimes you make mistakes. And so, I suggest you also go see Amida Buddha, Dr. Amida Buddha.まあ、いろいろな医者さんがいるように、たまに医者さんがこういう専門家にいてくださいと言われるように、このちょっと迷いが多い人には、釈迦牟尼如来先生が、阿弥陀如来先生にいてくださいとおっしゃったようなことですね。And Amida Buddha, Dr. Amida Buddha, he had a doctor too that he went to when he wasbecoming a Buddha. And that Buddha's name was, does anybody know? This is an extra credit question. Can anyone tell me? Lokeshvara Raja Buddha. Right? So, Amida Buddha, before he became a Buddha, he went to see another Buddha. Is anyone confused yet? We've got three Buddhas, right? Shakyamuni Buddha, he was the one who told the story.Right? He was a person like you or me. 釈迦様が、釈迦牟尼如来がこのように現れてこの話をしたんですね。And so he told the story of a king. Remember that king is Dharmakara Bodhisattva, who then becomes Amida Buddha. Right? So there's a king, and that king, he wants to help everybody. He wants to help everybody. And so what does he do? He looks for the person who can give that teaching. He looks for the doctor.Who can prescribe the medicine that will help everybody. And he finds that in Lokeshvara Raja Buddha. So he finds a Buddha. And that Buddha tells him the teachings. And he hears that teachings and he says, I want to be just like you. I want to be a doctor too, who helps everybody. Okay? So he works very hard. What do you have to do to become a doctor? If you want to become a doctor. Does anyone know?
College.
You have to go to college, right? And after you go to college, what do you have to do? You have to go to medical school, right? You have to go to medical school. Then what do you have to do? You have to do an internship, and then you get a job. So it takes a long time to become a doctor. To become a Buddha is the same way. It takes a long time. Many, many lifetimes of study, it said, is what it takes to become a Buddha. So Dharmakara Bodhisattva, this king, he got the idea, I'm going to become a Buddha. So I'm going to work very hard to be just like you, Lokeshvara Raja Buddha. So he works very hard, and he says he makes some promises. He makes some promises in front of that Buddha. Do you know how many promises he made? One, two, three. He made 48 promises. 48 promises. And all of those promises are promises to help other people. So when I go to see my doctor's name is Dr. Tam. When I go to see Dr. Tam, I make a promise to him. I say, okay, I'm going to try to lose some weight, right? And because I said it to my doctor, and I know in my heart that's what I have to do to feel better, I work hard to do it. In the same way, Dharmakara Bodhisattva made all these promises. He said, I'm going to help all these people in many different ways. Because he said that to a Buddha, because he said that to his doctor, the doctor of his heart, then he worked extra hard for a very long time. And he said, I'm going to work hard no matter how long it takes. No matter how long it takes. And so he needs to have a very long life. He needs to have an infinite life. And that's what Amida means. The word Amida means without measure. Without measure. Immeasurable. Very, very long. It means it has no end. And one of the ways we understand that is that Amida Buddha's life has no end. Ma Amida Nyorai ga zutto zutto minasama no tame ni isshokenmei ganbaru ということを chikatte desu kara inochi no kagiri ga nai というふうに chikaimashita. 私が終わるまでみんなが救うまではずっと頑張ってるから私の命は必ずずっと続くというふうに。 And that promise he made is the 13th vow, that first phrase that I read at the start of my talk. That's the Buddha's promise that he's going to hang around for all of us till the very end, right? He's not going to go home early. He's not going to take a vacation. He's not going to retire. Dr. Wong will retire someday, but the Buddha will never retire. He keeps working constantly for all of us. And if we have kids, for our kids and for our grandkids and on, he continues to work and help us. And that's why we feel very grateful to Amida Buddha, because he's always there for us. He's always there supporting us in many different ways, in those 48 different ways, those 48 different promises that he made and that he continues to fulfill because he became a Buddha. He became a Buddha, and Buddhas always keep their promises. We have this Buddha here in the center of our shrine. That's Amida Buddha, the Buddha, the doctor for our hearts, the doctor for our minds, who made 48 promises to help us through our whole lives. Happy times, sad times, easy times, and hard times. Amida Buddha is always there helping us. Amida Nyorai wa tsune ni watashi tachi wo tasukeyou to shiteru. Yasumi ga nakute. Saigo made. Zutto yasumi naku. Intai taishoku surukoto mo naku. Zutto watashi tachi no tame no kokoro no isha san toshite ganbatte irasharu hotoke sama gozaimasu. And so we express our gratitude to the Buddha for keeping that promise by saying his name, by saying Namo Amida Butsu. So at this time I invite you to join me in Gassho and let's all together say Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.